streaming live. It's Delta Panther Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage to get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Cantor.
Welcome back to Delta High School. I am Mark Cantor, and getting ready for game two of this doubleheader. This one will be a non-league contest. Starting lineups for the Cowboys leading off this game, playing center field will be Rocky Marchicelli, batting second. The right fielder, Justice Williams, batting third. Left fielder, Hunter Vincent. In the cleanup spot will be the first baseman, Wade Johnson, batting fifth. The shortstop, Mason Williams, batting sixth. The third baseman, Duke Sloan, batting seventh will be the catcher, Marshall Saran. Batting eighth will be the pitcher, Jacob Reiser, and batting ninth, the second baseman, Talon Tabler. Talon will be starting pitcher for game one. Starting lineups for Delta, leading off playing shortstop, Landon Clay. Batting second will be the catcher, Logan Clay. Batting in the third hole will be the starting pitcher, Landon Kennel. Batting in the cleanup role will be the designated hitter, Evan Ficklin. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Rip Lockhart. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Braden Sprout, who was just masterful pitching in the first game, a two-hit shutout with two strikeouts. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Lance Porter. Taco Time first pitch is chopped to the pitcher, who cannot field it in time. It's good as a bunt there from Marchicelli, an infield single the same way he started game one. Batting eighth for Delta will be the right fielder, Brett Leho, and batting ninth will be the left fielder, Jacob Hancock. Bicklin hitting for Chaz Wilkes, the second baseman, this time around. Good lead by Marchicelli. Pitch to Justice Williams, misses high. The 1-0 catches the zone for a strike on the season from the bump. Kennel, 127 earned run average, 4-1 record in 5 appearances. This one hit to Wilkes at second and cannot make the throw in time. Wilkes fielded that from the grass. So the ball hit pretty deep there. Back-to-back infield singles is how the Cowboys start game two. Vincent will take that pitch for strike one. Vincent 0-for-2 in the first game. As that breaking ball catches the zone, and now Kennel way up in the count. Lockhart playing in front of the bag at first. The pitch misses outside. The 1-2. Now back to the backstop. And the pitch, swing and a miss, one out, and Wade Johnson will come to the plate. Johnson 0-for-1 in the first game. That one jumps in high and tight for a ball. Pitch. This one's going to be fouled off the catcher, Clay. And the count will be even. Ace is across the board. One ball, one strike, one out. Here at the top of the first inning. A home plate umpire is going to give Clay a little bit of time to walk that off a little bit, clear the cobwebs. Loads looks to be okay. The pitch. Swing and a miss. So, Landon Kennel again, ahead in the count, 1-2. The pitch. It's going to get away from Clay. Runner's going to move up. Pitch missed the zone. So the count will be even at 2, runners at second and third. That pitch swung on and missed for strike 3. 2 outs, and Mason Williams coming to the plate. Williams 0-for-1 in game 1. As you can tell, not very many at bats in the first game for Gunnison. If you're just joining us, Delta 1-20-0 and 3. First pitch to Williams is taken high for a ball. That pitch is called strike. And that pitch will catch the zone for strike 2. Swing and a miss at the high heat, and after giving up back-to-back singles, Kennel strikes out the side. No runs, 2 hits, no errors, nobody. 2 left on for Gunnison. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations on Main in Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
We'll get to look at Jacob Reiser, who did not play in the first game. He's on the mound for Gunnison. We'll also get to see several Delta Panthers that did not play or get a lot of playing time in game 1. Landon Clay is not one of those players, as he will be leading off for Delta. He went 4-for-4 with 2 RBI, a stolen base, and 2 runs scored in the first game. So he's looking to pick up right where he left off in game number 1. Right on right, the pitch. Called strike 1. Clay steps out now, back in. The pitch. This one's a chopper to short. Mason Williams up with it to first in time. 1 out, and Logan Clay will come to the plate. Loges did get 1 at bat in game 1. Came in as a pinch hitter, and he walked. So I guess not in the bat, but he came to the plate. The pitch. That's way outside. The 1-0. That misses, and it's... Oh, late strike call on that one. I thought it was a ball, but the count's now even to Logan. And the pitch. That one misses high. Here's the 2-1. That apparently caught the corner. And the count's even. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike 3, and there's 2 outs in the inning. So, this game already starting better for Gunnison than game 1 did. Delta's pitcher, Landon Kendall, is at the plate. Kendall takes ball 1. He was 2-for-2 with a double, a couple RBI, and 3 runs scored in game 1. The pitch. One's low and outside for a ball. Reiser stares him. He kicks and delivers. This one's lifted into right field. The right fielder, Justice Williams, back on it. It's going to hit at the base of the wall. The center fielder, Marchitelli, was coming over to make the... Marchitelli was coming to help out, and the ball went over both of their heads. So a 2-out triple by Kendall put a runner in scoring position for Evan Ficklin. Delta's designated hitter was 0-for-1 and reached on an error in the first game. So the catcher repositioning his outfielders. And the pitch, this one's fouled off on the right side, out of play. As the wind continues to howl. Long look in by... Rising, he's set now. The pitch. Breaking ball misses outside. Another long look in, and the pitch. Breaking ball misses high. Rising's got his time. Kicks and fires. That one's taken on the outside corner for a strike. And the count team, we got deuces wild across the board. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And the pitch. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. So... one hit for Delta, one left arm. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Ace is the place for the health of hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thor, Scott, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Well, Chad, you know, as we start the second inning of play, I'm Mark Cantor. Landon Kennel comes out after striking out the side in the first inning. He did give up two infield singles to start it out, though. He'll be safe with 6, 7, 8 holes in the Jennison lineup, starting with Duke Sloan. Sloan, 0-for-1 in game one. Takes ball one. And the pitch. That one misses low. So Kennel digging himself a little bit of a hole here. The 2-0 delivery. Foul back. Hits the backstop. And the pitch. That's a strike. So Kennel evens up the count at 2. The pitch popped up weakly on the infield. Porter over, makes the play. One out and Marshall Saran to the plate. Saran catching this game, did not play in game one. And the pitch. Foul back off the backstop. The 0-1 delivery from Kennel at the knees for a strike. So Ann steps out, now back in. And the pitch. That one will miss low and away. I think Kennel's going to come right back after him here in 1-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3, he does. 2 outs, and Jacob Reiser will come to the plate. Reiser, as I mentioned, did not appear in game one. So this will be his first at-bat of the day. Kennel with 4 strikeouts already in the game. And the pitch, that one floated out of the zone. Wind picking up once again here at Delta High School. The pitch, swing and a miss as the fastball blows by him. Kennel has a sign, kicks and fires. That one's a strike at the knees. Doesn't matter how far Reiser tries to squat at him. And the pitch from Kennel. Can't get him to chase the outside pitch. And the count will be even. Deuces wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs. The top of the second inning. Score tied at 0. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. 5th strike out of the game for Kennel. Gets him out of the second inning. Cowboys go in order. Delta looking to get on the board in the bottom of the second. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County.
and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Cannon back here with Delta High School. He's got a tight score. It's not at a zero. Here as we go to the bottom of the second inning. Delta going to be sending 5, 6, 7 holes to the plate. It's going to be Lockhart, Sprout, and Porter. As Jacob Reiser's back out to the mound. Lockhart did not have an appearance in game one, so he'll be fresh here for his first at-bat in game number two. Lockhart batting 143 on the season with a couple of doubles. The pitch taken on the outside corner for a strike. The umpire has shown that he likes that outside corner. Anything close is going to be called a strike, apparently. The 0-1, that one was not close, and the count's even. And the pitch. This one on the ground is short and takes a funky hop over the shortstop, Mason Williams. It's going to roll all the way to the warning track and rip Lockhart with a leadoff double here in the bottom of the second inning. Ball hit a rut or something right in front of the shortstop, Williams, and bounced right over his head and rolled all the way almost to the wall there. Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Brado, like I said, masterful pitching in game one at the plate. He was 1-for-2, hit by a pitch, stole a base, scored a couple runs. He's got a runner out there in scoring position now. That's Lockhart out at second. He brings his leadoff double in the inning, and that pitch taken high for a ball. Reiser checks the runner, comes home. That pitch misses. Brado way up 2-0. And the pitch, check swing, but that was a strike. Over the plate, just below the letters. The pitch, this one's going to be a blooper to second. Second baseman in on it, can't make the throw, Tybler, as the ball will roll away, and Tybler late to cover. I'm going to give Sprout an infield hit on that. He'll get the second on the error. Like I said, Tybler late to cover on the slow hopper, and Lockhart will score from second on the error. Delta, the 1-0 lead now. This one hit on the ground by Porter. Takes a high hop again to the shortstop. Williams, he pulls the first baseman off the bag with the throw. So Porter will reach on the throwing error, and Sprout ends up at third. We'll bring Brett Leho to the plate. Brett came to the plate once in game one. He got a hit, an RBI single, and a run, and scored a run. Runners at the corners for Delta. Porter with a good lead off the first, held on by Johnson as Brett will take high. Delayed steal by Porter. And he'll be in safely as the shortstop Mason Williams fielded back coming across the front of the bag at second. So Delta with two runners in scoring position now and the 1-0 pitch. That's on the outside half for a strike. Count will be even. Thank you. Wind's blowing my food all over here. And Brett will foul that one off. And it's 1-2. And the pitch. Misses outside. The count will be even. Long look in by Reiser. He sets now and delivers. Brett fouls off that outside pitch and continues to battle. Something Delta's got to learn to do is adjust at the plate. And the umpire's strike zone isn't exactly what they are expecting it to be. They have to understand he isn't going to change, and they need to adjust to it. This one on the ground to third, slowed up a bit, throw to first. In time to get Leho, but Sprout will score from third. An RBI ground out for Brett, and there's two outs. And Jacob Hancock will come to the plate. Porter ends up at third. Hancock did not make it into the game, into game one. He'll swing and miss at the 1-0. Count will be even. Bases across the board. One ball, one strike, one out. The pitch. That one misses way outside. And the pitch. This one popped up foul out of play on the left side, and the count will be even. Hancock so far without a hit on the season and limited at bats. Reiser stares in. He steps now. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Actually, I think Jacob got a piece of it and ended up in the catcher's mitt. That's the second out of the inning. Three strikeouts so far for Reiser. As we'll get back to the top of the order for Delta and Landon Clay. He grounded to short to lead off the inning. Or the first inning, this one hit in the air to center field. It's carrying, and it is at the base of the wall. Clay rounding. Nope, he's going to pull up at second. He thought about it, accelerated, and then rounded the bag and slammed on the brakes. So an RBI double for Lando. Porter will score from third. That'll bring brother Logan to the plate. Logan struck out last inning. Reiser's set. The pitch. He'll take strike one. Off-speed pitch right down the middle of the plate. Reiser sets, checks Clay at second, delivers to home to Clay. The count's even as Lodes takes ball one. Two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Delta leads 3-0. They won game one with a shutout, 20-0 and 3. That pitch is low. And the pitch. That one hit. Hitters count now for Clay. Lando with a good leadoff of second. Schreiser stares in. Scott is signed. 3-1 misses. And Clay draws the two-out walk. That'll put runners at first and second. Now Landon Kendall comes into play. He had a triple last inning. We're going to get a courtesy runner. Joe Black will jog out to first. Black with good speed out there. First baseman Johnson playing behind the runner. Clay with a really good lead at second. First pitch to Kennel is blown away. Riser stares. Sets now. Checks the runners and delivers. This one's going to be fouled back off the backstop. And Kennel be even. Kennel takes some time, gathers himself, now steps back into the box. And the pitch. That one is the outside. Rises with a long look in again. And delivers. That one misses low. Once again, 3-1 to the batter. The pitch. This one on the ground. Past the second baseman. Tidewind. That'll be an RBI single for Kennel. As Clay scored from second. Logan Clay ends up at third. So Lando scored and Logan went first to third. That'll bring Evan Ficklin to the plate. Ficklin struck out looking as Kennel goes and Sohan cannot get the ball out of his mitt. That'll be a stolen base for Lance. So a couple of runners in scoring position for the Delta designated hitter. Here's the 1-0 delivery from Riser right down the pipe for a strike. Black the runner at third. Excuse me. Yeah, Black the runner at third for Clay. And this one's lined right at the shortstop. Williams hit hard, but right at someone. That will end the inning. Delta batted 3 in order, scored 4 on 3 hits, left a couple on. A couple of errors by the Cowboys. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moment. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete frame service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Welcome back to a windy Delta High School. Monk Cantor here with you. Delta leads 4-0. We head to the third inning. 9-1-2 is the spots in the order that Landon Kennel will be working to. So starting with Talon Kibler, who went 0-1 in the first game. He was the starting pitcher, took the loss. The pitch, swing and a miss. That one jammed him. That was reactionary, I think, by Kibler. That one came high and tight, right at the knuckles. That one fell back to the backstop. And quickly 0-2 to the Denison second base. The pitch, waste pitch, and misses way outside as Kennel cannot get Kibler to chase that one. The pitch, swing and a miss at the high heat. This is the sixth strikeout of the game for Kennel. One out, and Rocky Marchelletti, Marchitelli will come to the plate. He led off the game with a single, an infield hit. The pitch, foul. Foul at the plate. Kennel sets and delivers. This one is hit into right field. Leho back on it. Makes the catch. Leho sprinting to his left and looking back into the sun, able to glove back. And there's now two outs in the inning. Willing Justice Williams to the plate. He also had an infield single in the first inning. Comes to the plate now with two outs and his squad down by four. The pitch, swing and a miss. Time called at the plate by Williams. He'll step back in. And the pitch. This one a little check from wing dribbler. Down the line and no play able to be made. Porter picked it up. I thought they might be waiting for it to roll foul. And never did. So an infield hit for Williams and Hunter Vincent will come to the plate. He struck out swinging for the first out in the first. He was the first strikeout that victim for Kennel. He'll foul it at the plate. Signs come in from Tom Percival at third. And Kennel checks the runner. Now comes home. That one's a strike. Good pitch there. Middle zone. And middle outside of the plate. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Seven strikeouts so far in the game for Kennel, and no runs allowed. Just some three hits so far in the game. One of them came up the infield single by Williams that inning. We'll head to the bottom. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy a Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Well, Shannon, back with you here. It's the end of the bottom of the third inning. Delta leads 4-0 as Rip Lockhart will come back to the plate. He led off last inning as well as Delta batted through. He got him started right with a double. He came around to score. So he's looking to start Delta off again here in the bottom of the third. Riser stares at him. He's set now. And the pitch. This one's launched into left field. It is gone. Oh, sorry, it's off the wall. The second double of the day. I lost track of the ball, but hit at the base, and Lockhart rolls into second. That'll bring Braden Sprout to the plate. Grado. Single blast inning, came around to score. Lockhart takes his lead at second. It's a pretty good one. The pitch, misses low. Riser stares him. Sets, checks Lockhart, now comes home. That one will catch the outside corner for a strike. Whether you agree with the call or not, as long as the umpire is consistent, which so far he has been for the most part today, this one's going to be lined into right field past the first baseman. Lockhart will be held up at third. Sprout with his second hit on the day. Bring Lance Porter to the plate. Porter reached on a throwing error by the shortstop last inning. Stole a base and scored. Runners at the corner for Delta. Sohan gives the signs as to what he wants to do defensively here in case Sprout runs, which I would not doubt he does. The pitch outside, and Sohan comes up arm cocked, ready to gun out somebody. Sprout with a good lead off the first, held on by Johnson. Lockhart's a runner at third. The pitch, and that one's going to hit Porter to throw down. And I thought that got Porter on the jersey, and he didn't. And Sprout's got a stolen base. And Lance Porter's got a 2-0 count. A couple runners in scoring position now for Lance. The pitch, that one came inside as well. And Porter. The hitter's count. We'll see if he's taken, though. No, he's not. He had the green light. And good thing he did. Ball hit the lip and took a high bounce into left field. So with a 3-0 count, Porter puts the ball in the left with an RBI single. It'll bring Brett Leho to the plate as Sprout ends up at third. We'll get signs from Sohan again. Leho had an RBI ground out last inning. Porter with a good lead, held on by Johnson. The pitch misses high. Leho steps out now. Back in. The pitch. This one's popped up as Porter was going. He's going to have to retreat to the bag now. First baseman Johnson was in foul territory and lost the ball because the wind blew it back into fair territory, and the second baseman Kyber able to make the catch. So one out. Runners remain at the corners, and Jacob Hancock will come to the plate. He struck out swinging for the second out last inning. Delta leads 5-0, went out here in the bottom of the third. Porter the runner at first, takes a good lead. Runner's going, and they've got Sprout off the third, but he's going to score. Sprout was a quarter way down the line as the runner Porter took off from first. Porter safe in at second because the throw from the catcher went down to the third baseman Sloan, and Sloan had no chance to get Sprout to steal home. Hancock with an 0-1 count at the plate now, still has a runner in scoring position in Porter, head on second as Delta increases their lead to 6-0 here in the bottom of the third. The pitch, this one's going to be popped up foul, back to the backstop, and the catcher Sohan able to make the play. Two outs, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Lando came to the plate last inning with two outs and got himself an RBI double, looking to maybe do the same thing here with Porter out on second still. Clay did end up coming around to score as well, so. Fraser stares in, now delivers. That one, a breaking ball in the zone. Looks like it might have entered the zone high, but not according to the umpire. Here's the pitch. That one misses outside. And the count's even to the Delta shortstop. Long look in by Reiser. Now he sets, checks the runner, and comes home. This one's going to be hit foul on the right side out of play. And we're going to get Tom Percival out of the mound, or out of the dugout, to talk to his pitcher. Not sure if they're talking about how to approach Clay here with a 1-2 count and two outs in the inning or what, but it's a short conference on the mound. Definitely 6-0 here, bottom of the third. Clay back into the box. Now steps out. Now back in. Look down to the third base coach's box for a sign. There wasn't one, so I think Steve Ryer just wants him to go get this ball, and he's going to poke it foul. Clay continues to battle. Reiser's got his sign and delivers. That one misses. And the count's even. Deuces wild for Delta. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs here. Bottom of the third inning. They lead 6-0. Porter with a good lead off the second. Pitch comes in. This one's popped up. Sohan back, tries to circle and cannot make the play, but not for the effort he gave. He came back straight toward the backstop. And then the wind caught the ball and started to swirl it away from him. He actually ran in a loop, almost a hook shape, to get back to the ball and could not make the catch. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Reiser. This one is hit into right center, and it'll bounce over the wall for a double. That's an RBI ground rule double for Clay. That will be Orlando's second RBI of the game. Porter scores from second, and Delta increases their lead to 7-0. That'll bring Logan Clay back to the plate. Logan has walked and struck out today. Reiser stares in again. Lando out at second. The pitch. That one misses outside. The pitch. This one is lifted into center field. Marchicelli camps out underneath it and records the third out of the inning. So Delta able to push three more across on four hits. Left a runner on. No errors by the Cowboys. We will head to the top of the fourth inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Back here at Delta High School, Mark Cantor with you as Landon Kimmel will come out for the fourth inning. Delta leads 7-0. Landon will be facing the 4, 5, and 6 holes in the Gunnison batting order. That means Wade Johnson will be leading off. He struck out swinging in the first inning. One of 7 strikeouts for Kennel today. The pitch. Leadoff single for Johnson, swinging on the first pitch. And now Mason Williams will come to the plate. Williams struck out swinging for the third out of the first inning. Lockhart will hold Johnson on at first. Short lead there. The pitch is lifted up. Wilkes going out, and he will make the catch. One out, and Duke Sloan will come to the plate. He's 0-for-1 today. Had a weak pop-up on the infield that was caught by Porter, who came sprinting toward the mound. The pitch misses high. Again, Johnson with the lead from first. The pitch. This one's going to be popped up foul on the left side. Who's going to call it? Kennel comes from the mound, calls off Porter, and makes the catch. So with 2 outs, Marshall Soran will come to the plate. He struck out swinging in the second. That pitch will miss the zone for a ball. Runners going. The pitch, swing and a miss. Clay throws down and caught by Wilkes, who's backing up behind the bag. So Gunnison now with a runner in scoring position and two outs. Counts even at one to Soran. The pitch, that misses high. Johnson takes his lead from second. Kennel looks back at him, now comes home. That one will catch the zone for a strike, and the count is once again even. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Delta's out of the inning. Eighth strikeout of the game for Kennel is... He gives up the leadoff single, then retires the next three batters. We'll head to the bottom of the inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Any help to relax? Or maybe you have a pain in the neck? Let's face this to Nikki at the Sunflower to melt that pain stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body breath, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic session has the power to restore and activate your human potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for State Nikki at Sunflower Group.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Well, Panthers back with you. So it looks like we're going to have a pitching change. Wade Johnson coming to the mound. He started at first, and taking his place will be, looks like, Holden Vickers. Will be taking over at first, and I believe taking the spot in the lineup vacated by the pitcher Jacob Reiser. I don't see that Reiser has gone anywhere else in the field. So, Johnson. We'll face 3, 4, and 5 holes in our lineup. Means pitcher Landon Kennel will be leading off. He's had an RBI single and a triple today, at least in game 2 here. He's also stolen a base. So, Johnson's warm-ups are over, and Kennel will step into the box. There's the pitch. This one is fouled out of play back over the backstop. So far between the two games, Kennel perfect at the plate. 2-for-2 in game 1, and so far 2-for-2 here in game 2. That pitch is way outside. And the count will be even. once again, bottom of the fourth inning, Delta lead 7-0. Johnson stares in for his sign. He's got it. And the pitch. Kennel. Don't think he was able to check the swing there. Strike two. And the pitch. That's strike three called at the knees. And that's the first out of the inning. So here comes Evan Ficklin. He's 0-2 here in game two with a strikeout. And the pitch. That one on this low. Johnson has a sign and delivers. This one is launched and it's gone. That was a no-doubter. It came off the bat. The center fielder, Marchitelli, took one step toward it, and you were like, nope, that's over the fence. So first home run by Ficklin of the year. And I'll bring Rip Lockhart to the plate. Lockhart, a couple of doubles and a couple of runs scored in here today. Delta leads 8-0. Come to the plate with one out. Johnson stares there. Now he's ready. The pitch. In the dirt. Played umpire calling for more baseball because he is out. So we'll get back to play now. Lockhart with a 1-0 count. And the pitch. This one's popped up. Right field. It's going deep, though. The right fielder back and makes the catch. It's a warning track. Justice Williams got back there, so that'll be two outs, and Braden Sprout will come to the plate. 2-for-2 today with a couple runs scored. He's also stolen a base. Stolen two, actually. They had him picked off of third last inning and managed to get home. And the pitch. On the ground to the right side and through. A 3-for-3 day for Bredo. And that'll bring Lance Porter back to the plate. Porter. Just singled and reached on an error today. Scored a couple runs as an RBI and stolen a couple bases. Sprout with a good lead at first. And the pitch from Johnson. Chopped foul at the plate by Porter. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Delta leads 8-0. Again, Sprout with a good lead at first, held on by Vickers. And the pitch. Breaking ball somehow drops in for a strike. Started out pretty high, but managed to drop into the zone. So Porter going to have to protect. Johnson checks the runner. Now delivers. Runner's going. It's on the ground to third and through Sloan's glove. A base hit for Porter. And Sprout will be a second. Tried to play it off to the side. And doesn't work as well that way. The ball went under his glove. Now Brett Leyho will come to the plate. Number two. Here in game number two. We've got runners at first and second. The pitch. It's thrown and it's going to bounce off his feet as he tried to play the hop. I'm going to call that a base hit. So the bases are loaded, and Joe Black's going to come to the plate. Pinch hitting for Jacob Hancock. Black in on the left side. Johnson comes home. That pitch is right at the knees for a strike. Joe Black doubled and got two RBIs out of it in the first game. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Joe pinch hit in the first game and has limited plate appearances on the air, but always, or at least seems to make take advantage when he gets up there. Vickers playing behind the runner first. Here's the 0-2 pitch. This one's slow roller to the shortstop, and he's going to flip it to the second baseman, Kiver, covering his second for the third out of the inning. They'll be able to score another run off of three hits. Leave a couple of runners on, no errors by the Cowboys. We will go to the fifth inning. Delta leads 8-0. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean brown beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. We'll take pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
We're getting a pitching change here in the top of the fifth inning as Donovan Raley will come in to pitch. Kennel will go to shortstop as Raley comes into the batting order and lands in play spot. Joe Black will stay in and play left after pinch hitting for Hancock. Raley on the mound this year is an 0-1 record in two appearances, both of those starts, a 2.275 earned run average, 8 walks, 4 strikeouts, looking to try to keep the shutout going for Delta here in the top of the fifth inning as he will be facing 8-9-1 in the Gunnison batting order, starting with Holden Vickers, who takes strike one. Vickers came in on the pitching change with the first base when Wade Johnson went to the mound. The umpire coming out had something to say to Donnie on the mound. I'm not sure what it was, but we'll get back to action now. The pitch, swing and a miss. Here's the 0-2. That one's in the dirt. More or less a waste pitch from Donnie. way outside. McCown sees it. The pitch. Foul back to the backstop. And the battle will continue. The pitch. Whoa. That one slipped, I think. That one was quite wild. Not only is Donnie a lefty, he's kind of got that sidearm three-quarters delivery going for him as well. The pitch popped up behind the bag, three men converging, and it's going to land in no man's land. Wilkes, Kennel, and Sprout all converging on it. Nobody able to get there. So a base hit for Vickers, and Talon Scheidler will come to the plate. Struck out swinging in the third. Short lead by Vickers. Pitch is swung on and missed. Again, short lead for Vickers. Vickers held on by Lockhart. That pitch catches the outside corner for a strike. The pitch, swing and a miss. One out, and Rocky Marchicelli will come to the plate. So Kennel finished the day allowing no runs, didn't walk anybody, and eight strikeouts. Pitch to Marchicelli is outside for a strike. Clay throws down on the back pick, cannot get the runner Vickers. Hit into right field. Leho tracks it down at the wall. Gets it in. And Marchicelli will be on second with the double. So runners at second and third, and Justice Williams will come to the plate. Williams 2-for-2 today. So, with runners in scoring position, this might be the guy that Gunnison wants at the plate. The pitch, swing and a miss. The 0-1. That's right down Broadway for a strike. Quickly now. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Two outs in the inning. So it brings Hunter Vincent to the plate. He's got a couple of strikeouts today. So with two outs, this is the perfect guy that Delta wants at the plate. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Here's the 0-1. This one's going to be hit sharply back off the top of the backstop foul. So now Rayleigh, way ahead in the count, 0-2. The pitch. That one misses high. Rayleigh scares him. Now he sets and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Delta's out of the inning. No harm done. Three strikeouts for Rayleigh in the inning. Delta will come to the plate in the bottom of the fifth, up 8-0. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast for lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Ace is the place with a house of hardware, folks.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Toro, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Wade Johnson back out to work the fifth from the mound. He's going to face the top of the order, which is now occupied by Donnie Raley. Donnie, I don't think has an official at bat this season. This might be his first appearance at the plate, to be honest with you. So we'll see what he can do here. I see he'll lead off the fifth for Delta. Stands in on the left side, working against the righty Johnson, who's now set. And the pitch. Right down the middle for a strike. Johnson stares in, gets a sign. Pitch. It's on the outside corner for strike two. Johnson sets. Raley calls time.
Take a whack, buddy. You got it.
I think Raley trying to get inside Johnson's head, calling time as soon as he gets set there. There's the 0-2. That's in the dirt. Good take by Donnie as he steps back in. Raley having some fun up there. Doesn't get many of that, as I mentioned. Long look in by Johnson. He sets now. The pitch. Swing and a miss. So one out, and Logan Clay will come to the plate. Clay steps in on the left side. He's 0 for 2 with a strikeout today. And the pitch. This one lifted foul on the left side. And the third baseman, Sloan, took his hat off to make the catch, and it bounced off his glove. So an error there on the top foul gives Clay some second life here at the plate. Johnson sets, and the pitch. That one low and outside. Count even. Johnson nods his head three times, sets and delivers low. pitch from Johnson. Chopper back up the middle. Shortstop. Williams up with it. Throw is going to get by the first baseman, Vickers. And Clay will roll into second on the air. So Delta with a runner in scoring position. And Landon Kennel coming to the plate. Kennel, 2-for-3 today with a triple. Struck out last time up, which was leading off last inning. Johnson stares there. Now we'll look at Clay in second. Now comes Seth. The pitch. This one's on the ground to short. Williams up with it on the first. Throws high, and Kennel will be on second as Bynum comes in. I think Bynum was the courtesy runner for Clay. So, one out, and Delta leads 9-0. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and Evan Ficklin comes to the plate. He had the solo shot last inning. Other than that, he's lined to short and struck out. The pitch. In there for a stretch. Ficklin just looking for something to drive here. Could end this with one swing of the bat. The pitch. That one's a called strike as Ficklin, I think, checked his swing. So he's got to be tough with two now. Long look in by Johnson. Checks the runner. Now comes home. This one lifted into left field and gone. Two-run shot. Ficklin's second bomb of the day will end this ball game as Delta will win 11-0 on the walk-off. Going to take a break. Be back with the post game. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations, Don Main, and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 their all-around restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dow Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete frame service, laser cutting, powder coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about making the breads fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner back with you here at Delta High School. This is Delta. Gets victory via the one-run rule once again. At the play here in game two, Landon Kennel going 2-for-3, reached on an error, had an RBI and a triple, but Evan Ficklin went 2-for-4 with a couple of jacks, a solo job and then a two-run jack to end the game. On the mound today, strong performance by Landon Kennel, who didn't allow a run, no walks, and 8 strikeouts, and then Donnie Rayleigh came in the lead, managed to hold that shutout while getting 3 strikeouts of his own. The Panthers travel to Roy Fork for another doubleheader on Saturday. This one a little more atypical as they face Strasburg at 1, then Roaring Fork at 4. I'll have the action right here on Audio Sports Online. Once again, the final of the second game is Delta 11, Gunnison 0. Delta also won game 1-20-0. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Sports and Audio Sports Online. Have a good night.